Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Having a great visit with one of my heroes, Karen Kerrigan, president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, sbecouncil.org. Karen, tell us about SBE Council.
Years now, we've been advocating for small businesses and for a good environment for entrepreneurship and small business growth. We're an advocacy, research, and education organization with 100,000 members nationwide, focused on a lot of policy and other initiatives to support America's small business sector. And obviously right now we're doing all we can during this period to help small businesses. Our website is sbecouncil.org, Twitter SBE Council, Facebook SBE Council. Sign up for our e-news. And we love to hear from small businesses about what their experiences and ideas for policy.
There's no other site as powerful to inform you of what's going on for small business and small business policy than sbecouncil.org, folks. It is loaded up with stuff that you can use in plain English. Even I can understand it. Hey, Karen, let's talk about some other things. There's already been several rounds of support from the government for small businesses dealing with this shutdown, this political shutdown that we've had in response to the coronavirus. There's talk of a fourth round. One of the things that I've got to think, of course, I know you are too. I've been telling people, let the government show you the money. This is not your fault. We need to survive. We got to survive this and deal with how we pay for it later. So take the money. Don't be afraid to go get the money that they offer. But there's still $130 billion that hasn't been taken in the PPP money. What kind of a new round would they be offering?
You're right, Jim. That it's $132 billion as of the last report. That number continues to go up because you do have businesses that
People
are returning money.
Yeah.
And getting more accurate data in terms of, how many businesses have accepted the money. But, Jim, I think they're thinking, in terms of where we go next, we've been advocating, there's been a lot of businesses that haven't been able to use, PPP based on the current framework and formula. The 60-40 rule that used to be 75-25, that you had to use that percentage for payroll. We said, you've got to be a little bit more flexible and allow for broad usage of those funds in order for small businesses.
And they expanded it from 8 weeks to 24 weeks, too, by the way, which, as you know.
Yeah, we switched it. We did a lot of switching around. That's good, but in terms of what they can use the money for, we think, it's got to be for broad usage, number one. Number two is, if it is a loan, and if small businesses that took first one out are able to go back for a second one, and it's going to be a loan rather than anything that's forgiven, low interest rate, long periods of time that they can pay, loan
and
back.
That's what the EIDL loan is already set up for that. Not the grant,
it is,
but the loan.
Jim, and we've been advocating for some changes to that because many small businesses, they couldn't access it because the SBA was overwhelmed.
Right.
Then the SBA, because they had limited dollars, capped the amount that a business could borrow at $150, even though the law said they could borrow up to $2 million. So we're working with Congress on that to make sure that, again, it's sort of, let's make this work for the businesses that it was meant to help. Maybe SBA had good intentions on trying to help more small businesses by limiting the amount that each could take out. But then a lot of small businesses needed more capital, right? In order to navigate.
But they don't need more debt. That's the thing that gets me, though, Karen. We don't need more debt. And I'm not trying to get more handouts from the government. We just want to be left alone. But that includes not shutting us off from our customers. One of the things I'm concerned about is I'm hearing recently that they're talking about giving individuals more money, and it bothers me that it's not that I don't want those people to get help, but anything that they do that causes an employee not to go back to work, not to be available to go back to a construction job or something like that, that's not going to be good for anybody.
Yeah, I think, you know, extending that $600 a week bonus, as we're calling it, federal bonus for unemployment, really has been very, well, we said from the beginning the consequences of that are not going to be good, particularly as we reopen. And we can't have that extended. I don't think that will get through the Senate. I could be wrong, but I know the Democrats, definitely on the House side, you know, will include that in their package. So you're right, Jim. People need to get back to work. We need labor. We need demand. You know, it's got to be working smoothly in order for this recovery to get some traction, right?
Well, so, and I think we were on the road with the employment numbers going up and people, you know, with the pent-up demand. I think we were on the road to recovery, but then we've had these aborts on restarting these cities and states. The fact that the heat isn't killing the virus, that's troubling me too. What do you think?
It is, Jim. You know what? And I think, you know, I think a lot of small businesses, though, they were expecting, small business owners were expecting anything to happen.
Yeah.
And this potentially could happen, you know, so many of them are prepared for it, but it is, you know, it's distressing. And I think we got to expect more of that.
Right.
I think the states that opened up a little bit later and maybe were extended the phases and maybe did the phases mm-hmm. a little bit differently, you know, are sort of benefiting from sort of a slower rollout.
But I am glad, Karen, that it was state-based, not something the federal government.
Absolutely. And yes, no.
I got to go to a break. Folks, Karen testified before Congress recently, as she often does, and they were mesmerized. They're still talking about it on Capitol Hill. And we're going to get her report. We're going to get her to tell us what she said after the break. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.